Barron News, I'm John Scott. As senators are being sworn in for the trial, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll move to dismiss impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. It's a move that would end the Senate trial before arguments even begin. Seven foreign ministers are meeting on the resort island of Capri. With soaring tensions in the Middle East and Russia's continuing war in Ukraine topping the agenda of that three-day meeting.
The G7 leaders are expected to issue a united call for Israel to exercise restraint after Iran's unprecedented weekend attack. Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani says he had spoken to his Israeli counterpart, Israel Katz, on Tuesday and has urged Israel to not only de-escalate any reaction to Iran's attack, but to not go ahead with a planned offensive into the southern Gaza city of Rafah. I'm Charles Diladesma.
Also at SRNews.com, President Biden considering a major increase in tariffs on imports of Chinese steel and aluminum.
President Biden says having a viable steel and aluminum industry is crucial, and cheap Chinese products are a threat to its existence, as well as being more polluting. Further tariffs could be imposed because of an investigation into supposedly unfair Chinese practices in the shipbuilding, maritime, and logistics sectors. This is an effort to look tough on trade in the presidential election campaign against Donald Trump, who has also called for more tariffs on Chinese products. Beijing has repeatedly voiced objections to tariffs, saying they harm the global economy.
BBC correspondent Jonathan Josephs. Boeing in the spotlight as members of Congress examine allegations of major safety failures at the aircraft manufacturer, the Senate holding back-to-back hearings. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 1 point. The NASDAQ off 108. This is SRN News. There's a problem with America's youth pastors.
According to a poll conducted by Arizona Christian University, a lot of the men who are leading young people in local churches lack a biblical worldview. The survey finds only 54% of youth ministers believe that Jesus is the only way to salvation. Just over one-third of them think that there are absolute truths, and only 62% of youth pastors are confident that the Bible is the true word of God to all people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates decrying the Biden administration's new interpretation of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. According to federal regulations, workers will be entitled to time off and other job accommodations for abortions. That act passed with bipartisan congressional support in 2022, but sparked controversy last year when the EEOC included abortion in its draft rules. This is SRN News. There's a newly released report on last year's deadly fires in Maui.
The report says that the Maui Fire Department was no match for a series of blazes, including one that killed 101 people in August 2023 in the historic town of Lahaina. Chief Brad Ventura of the Maui County Fire Department says they've identified several areas for improvement.
First one's to fully stock our relief apparatus. Second is to create a statewide mutual aid program. Third is to create a communication plan to evacuate visitors and residents who speak different languages.
Last August, some firefighters carried victims piggyback over down power lines to safety. I'm Donna Water.
There were no injuries when a plane lost power and had to land in Kapi'olani Park in Waikiki on Tuesday. A man and a woman were in that plane. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.